You ever just walk around in public with that, you know?
I actually, it's a hobby.
Yeah. The chicks dig that. Yeah. Well, welcome to Get to Know, presented by IW Marks. We got the man. We got, well, the manse. It's Greg Manse. You've probably heard that before, right?
Heard it a couple times.
Anybody ever called you the Manster?
No, that's the first.
That'd be a good nickname.
That one, that one.
Half man, half monster.
That one.
Gregory, I presume, is your full first name?
That's right.
On the birth certificate?
Only when mother gets mad.
Did anyone ever call you G-Reg?
Yeah, that's definitely been a name.
Grego?
No.
Gregor?
No.
The Gregor?
That would be a good one.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
So you got a roommate, huh?
I do.
What's the deal?
So, you know, Kendall Lamb.
He's a teammate.
That's right. We were actually put in the hotel room. We were both undrafted rookies together.
Wow.
And we always joked around that, you know, if we ever made the team, we'd live together.
Yeah. That says a lot about each of you because you can't just live with anybody. And I'm not saying it, you know, coworkers. I mean, that kind of could complicate things. So you guys must be very, very low-key around each other, right?
That's right. You know, we have a couple shows we watch together, but besides that, we sort of stay in our own room.
Which ones?
I mean, Game of Thrones, of course.
Okay, cool.
And then The Challenge on MTV.
All right.
Every Tuesday night, we're into, you know, like the cool stuff they do.
Something that surprised me. Yeah. Recently on The Player Reporter, they were asking who would you not want as a brother, and a lot of guys said you. Yeah. Why would they say that?
Well, there were two picks.
I'm going to go with Greg. He's very difficult. He's very picky.
I'll probably be with the Greg, too, you know.
Chad Slade has already said he wants an opportunity to redeem himself, so, you know, you guys got to get on that. But Mama Man's asking the same question. She asked, you know, am I being a mean guy or something around the place? And I think, you know, Chad tried to talk to me about, you know, it wasn't necessarily, it's just that we argue all the time. We're really like brothers. And the fact that all we ever do is argue, so he wouldn't want to have to live with me because then we'd argue even more.
I agree with you.
And Davenport, you know, jumped on the gravy train.
Because he's a rookie.
Right. And he doesn't know any better.
Yeah, he doesn't know any better.
You notice Kendall did not say that because they interviewed Kendall. It didn't make the TV copy, but if you look at the tape, Kendall was interviewed. He did not say he wouldn't want me as a brother.
He watches.
Always
watch. Texans.com.
Always
I like
watch.
I appreciate that because that's, you know, I wouldn't have a job. Okay, let's play a game. You like games.
I love games.
We're going to play, since you're a curling fan, this is a noted curling fan right here.
That's right. It's noted.
I'm going to give you a name, and you're going to tell me whether he is a all-time curling great
or a former
Houston Texan. Because
you can't do that to me.
The all-time curling greats all have the most normal names. There's no Mances in there. There's no Dohertys in there. There's no.
I think they're all going to be Houston Texan players.
No. Yeah. We're going to play this. Okay, so first name is Kevin Martin, curling great or former Houston Texan.
Let's see if it was Kenyon Martin. I would know that is. That's a basketball player.
Right. Well, we're talking about Texans. We're talking about former Texans.
I'm going to go Texan.
Former curler. He's maybe the greatest curler ever.
See, I messed up the first one. You should cut it off now.
Ryan Young. Texan or curler?
All right, I'm going to get this one wrong, too, but I'm going to go curler.
Former Houston Texan.
See, you're not even giving me any O-linemen, so I don't know. You know,
Ryan Young was an O-lineman.
Was he?
Sorry, it's 2002. Man, you're a little kid.
Cut that out. Oh, jeez. Now I'm a bad person.
Standard
that's going to crush me. I'm going to get crushed for that one.